Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Tuned into webcamming with usually it's Sammy and Sage, and today I have a fabulous friend of mine who is here that is going to spend the next hour with me, the owner of Sin City Vixen Studios in Las Vegas, Miss Nikki Lotus, is joining me today. Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So much going on in the whole world of webcamming. It's absolutely amazing, exciting, and I can't wait for us to share everything that's going on in my world, your world, and everything out there in the world that we want to share. Everything. So, everybody, you've tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Nikki today. So we've got a lot to tell you. I know I have a lot to tell you. We're going to share some do's and don'ts about webcamming, upcoming things with the Adult Webcamming Awards, all kinds of good stuff. And before we get totally into it, give me some insight on what's been going on with you there, sexy Nikki.
Right now I'm currently covered in black paint.
I'm
doing a lot of renovations at the studio. So right now, everything's just been so crazy and hectic, but so much fun and so much going on. in between all this, I have like 11 interviews scheduled for tonight. So I've got to get all this black paint off me.
Oh, that's a good thing. Hey, yep. 11 interviews means cha-ching, money. That's why I love that opening song. Like, I've had people ask me, how can you keep playing the same song? I'm like, because that's the perfect song for webcam models.
Absolutely.
It is. It seriously is. I'm like, I wish I could just have that as my ringtone all the time, but then I'd get sick of it. So just, once a week is good for me.
That works.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. Okay, so today Nikki's filling in first stage because she had some stuff to tend to. And you, my dear, from me talking to you off the air and stuff, have been absolutely flipping busy. And you just mentioned that you have 11 interviews coming in tonight. What are you doing to stay so stinking busy? I mean, are you out there just like on the street handing out cards in Vegas like those guys?
No, absolutely not. If they can get through my screening process, then it's pretty good. It's usually word of mouth. Every once in a while, I'll do a Craigslist ad when I just want to start cleaning house with a lot of things. But other than that, it's just usually word of mouth from other models and other people who have been at the studio previously. So it works out pretty well. Yeah. It's a very tough screening process. So if they can get through that, then they're usually golden. So
I
they
know.
Can even get an interview, it's pretty good.
That's what you were talking about the other day when we were talking on the phone. And give me a little rundown on your screening process, because this, I just want everybody out there listening that when it comes to running a studio, an actual in-house studio, there's a lot that goes into it. When you run a virtual studio, it's so much easier because if the girls do something stupid, you know, they get banned off of the website. You know, if it's StreamMate, I don't know how all the other websites work, but if it's StreamMate, you know, you get banned off for a certain amount of hours or whatever, depending on what you did, or you can be banned for life, depending on what you do.
Yeah.
But when it comes to having an actual physical studio, when you are, you know, you're the head mama and you're having to run all these girls and you have to keep them in check, give me a rundown on your, not the security, but like on your mama rules. Like, this is how it is, bitches. If you don't like it, then get the fuck out.
It just has to be like their own personal drama. They need to check it at the door. I can't have anyone's crazy significant others trying to stop them from working or interfering with their work and their money. And a lot of the times they let guys control them and tell them what they can and cannot do. And they get jealous, and then they're watching them on camera. And I can't have any of that kind of stuff at all. It's very easy here. All they have to do is keep their schedule, show up on time, and that's it. They make their own schedule, so it should be pretty easy to keep. You know, just strip your bed and take your garbage, leave it outside, and that's it. That's all they have to do. But I just had to confiscate all the coffee mugs yesterday, though, because I keep telling them, wash your mugs, and they won't. So now I took all the mugs away, all the glasses, everything. I'm like, no
Isn't
more. I'm like,
funny?
I feel like it's ridiculous. I'm like, am I going to start rationing toilet paper now? I'm like, what are you guys doing with this toilet paper? They're going through like a case
of
makeup. Like their makeup and nonsense. I'm like, this is insane.
you should ration off the toilet paper because I know when I had my
a bottle of lube, everything, just because they go through things that they don't have to pay for it. They don't realize how much things add up. So we just need to make sure that they realize.
Yeah, they don't care. But you know what? You're like me. You're too nice, because when I have my tanning salon, it was the same thing. I kept deodorant and air freshener and body spray and baby wipes and all this stuff in every single one of my tanning rooms. And I kept the bathroom stocked with toilet paper and paper towels. And I was like, okay, wait, there's me and two other employees in my tanning salon. I'm like, where the hell is all my toilet paper going? These customers were going into the bathroom and putting it in their purses, the females were, and taking toilet paper. Yeah, they were stealing the body spray. And finally, I was like, okay, wait, I'm too nice. I'm like, this is too much. I'm being way too nice. So, you're going to have to ration those
little. That's the problem, baby wipes and the lube is my biggest issue with all of it. It's like, the lube's $1.07 an ounce. Are you crazy? If you knew how much you're spending, you're wasting right now.
Seriously. Because you use the lube. That's the thing. It's not like
I use
fun
lube, absolutely. It's the only one I will use.
Exactly. You know what you should do? And all of you girls at you Sin City Vixens, all of you listening, you need to pay when you come in the door. If you want lube, $2 for every ounce.
Right. But that's the thing. I offer everything here. I provide every single thing. And I don't want to change what I do. I just need to scale back on a lot of it and not be so excessive with everything that I offer, because I feel like they're abusing it.
Well, give them little cups, like I when I sold my
little shot glasses.
Yeah, like, okay, here's all the lube that you get for the day. If you want more, you come out and pay for it. I'm just saying.
I like that. $2. Slip it under my door.
This is what you get for $2.
Make it last.
And then you'll appreciate what I'm doing for you.
Like
otherwise,
it.
Go back yourself. Damn.
Exactly.
Women, I swear to Jesus. Oh my gosh. Because you know, in their personal time, they have to pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they complain about all the ones they go get shitty lube. And then they're complaining,
uh-huh.
It burns, it itches, it dries up. Okay, well, this is why it's $1.07 an ounce. It's totally worth it. You get what you pay for.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I remember that when I first started Cami. This is something I was talking about previously with somebody. And when I first started webcamming, I had spent all this money on all these toys and didn't even think anything about it. I was like, oh, well, I'll just go buy just, oh, what's that shit lube that they sell at, like, Rite Aid and...
Like wet or whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't wet.
The KY stuff or?
Yeah, KY. Oh, my God. Oh,
no.
My Lord. Seriously. So I bought like 4 or 5 different bottles of K-Lube. I was like, okay, this will work for webcamming. Because in my normal life, I don't need lube. But when you're jamming all day long on webcam, you need lube. Like, you
yep.
really do. You seriously do. And all of a sudden, my toys started getting really hard, and, like, some of the skin on the toys was falling off. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing wrong? I'm like, I know my vagina is, like, perfectly fine. I'm like, it's eating up my toys. And then I Googled the lubes that you should and should not use on your toys. And, yeah, lo and behold, it's just like hair products. You have to treat your toys like gold.
Yep, absolutely. The porous and non-porous materials, you got to be so careful.
Yes. So you little vixens out there that are coming into the studio, don't be using up all the lube. Jeez. You got to, or start paying $2 an ounce.
$2. Sammy said $2. I can't argue. Sorry.
I'm going to send out an invoice.
Right? I love it. I totally do that. I'm all about invoices.
So every week when they get paid, oh, by the way, here's your deduction for your lube.
Yep, exactly. Mark it on this date at this time for this show, you requested.
Hey, the thing, they could use it as a tax write-off. They
exactly.
really could. Yeah, invoice it. See, it's a win-win situation for everybody. Just saying.
I love it.
Which is something very interesting that a lot of cam models don't know everything that they can write off on their taxes.
That's why it's so important for them to go to the seminar in January at the
mm-hmm.
conference. With Solomon,
yes.
He's going to be there, and he was fantastic. Roxy Hart and I
right.
took pages of notes last year.
Right. Well, especially for
helpful.
new
mm-hmm.
studio owners, brand new cam models. Like, I had a cam girl. It was probably about 4 or 5 months ago. She had DM'd me on Twitter, and she's like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm brand new to the webcamming world. What do I do about my taxes? I'm like, every time you go buy anything, you save that receipt. I don't care if it's from your toenail polish to your lube to your hair extensions to your eyelashes. You save everything. Like, it's,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's crazy what a lot of cam models don't realize that they can write off on their taxes. Even when you're, like, say you and I went out to lunch.
Yeah.
Hello.
Write it on the receipt.
Right? Seriously.
Write the names on the receipt.
Yep. Sammy
absolutely.
And Nikki. Yep. We were talking business.
I do that whenever I get them, like, tacos and I do all fun stuff. I'm like, okay, who was here tonight?
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, writing it on the receipt and sticking it in my drawer. It's like, okay, Taco Tuesday and Thursday, pizzas on Wednesdays and Friday.
Right. Everyone's name down there. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. And like Nikki just said, in January, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. We're going to have different classes set up. You know, there's going to be taxes, or we're going to have a tax accountant there to inform new cam models, studio owners, even, you know, current models and studio owners that just are curious. They're confused still on things. We're going to have that there January 14th. And then, of course, January 15th is the fan day and the award show, which, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm so overly, like, you have no idea. I'm so overly excited. It's disgusting. There's a lot going on and so much fun news that I'm going to have to announce later on. But before we get in more depth into the show, and we have callers coming in here very soon, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Angela do her Dollhouse Radio announcement. So everybody, just stand by for about a minute and 19 seconds, and Nikki and myself will be right back on, and we'll start doing a little more naughty talk about the webcamming, because we got some yummy stuff to share with all you silly sex monsters out there. So everybody, hold on for about a minute 19, and we will be right back. Angela, darling, take it away with those announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year, and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become Spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are absolutely beautifully fantabulous, like number one. You're the best, darling. Now, back to our show. You've tuned into webcamming with Sammy and Nikki, and here we are talking about webcamming. Do's, don'ts, things you should know, things you probably shouldn't know. You know, we don't want to scare all you cam models out there, but you know, we do. Do some naughty talking here, so which I want to kind of bring up because I did a little interview yesterday for another radio show, and one of the things that I did mention, because the gal that was she was interviewing me, and she goes, well, you know, what is it about webcamming? What do I do? How do I get into it? And I had mentioned on there that when it comes to a brand new webcam model, they don't all have to use toys. Because there's
lots of
cam models that are so scared. So with your, you know, models that you have at your studio, do you have models that do not use toys? And if you do, how's that working?
I have three that don't use any toys at all. Because everyone's different, but I never use toys on camera. If someone sent one from a wish list, I take a photo with it and then send them that, and that's it. It just went in a box. So I never use them on camera at all. So we have three right now. We're just, one's super young, and she's a little concerned about doing it, and then we've got one who's 52, and she just is like, nope, not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm too scared. I don't want to do it, whatever. And it works, though, because not everyone wants to see that. She has the option on there for toys, so she'll go get one, because we have plenty of toys in the back, if the models don't have their own. But they do much better than the ones that do use toys. It all depends on, you know, the type of model and what the customer is looking for, what the member is looking for.
Isn't that funny? It seriously is. It doesn't matter. It literally does not matter what type of cam model you are. You can be, you know, this 18-year-old college student, or you can be a 55-plus, you know, cam model, grandma, whatever. And it doesn't matter what the heck these models do. They still make money as long as they're intriguing their customers.
Yeah. If they sit there looking like they belong handcuffed to a bed somewhere, then no one's going to make any money if they're just looking at the board or uninterested. It's your personality. Just everything. Everybody says, I'm like, okay, what you just did in my office, how you're talking to me, do that. Do that on camera.
Right.
Well, like,
So how often do you find that when you have girls come in that you interview, that when they go on cam, they're completely 360? different?
So I've been, it's like 60-40 of how many of the girls that are like that. Right now I have one who's just, I thought she would be so over the top and so be outrageous on camera. And right now she's still just finding herself and trying to figure it out. And I'm like, just be yourself, just, or be a loose version of yourself, like, you know, more distracted version of yourself. Don't exactly be that particular way all the time. You don't have to be. Just, it's not, just make that translate onto camera. And that's the most difficult part for a lot of the girls, is having it translate.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So do you get a lot of dancers that, since you're in Vegas, do you get a lot of dancers that are coming in trying to transition from,
yes,
you know, their audience? Because isn't that funny? It's like they'll have the live audience and they know how to entertain them. But when they get in front of the computer, they're like, okay, I have a camera and now what do I do? And like,
yeah,
talking to dead air. Like, and they're scared. They really are scared.
Yeah, that's been the problem. Where they're used to making all this money in a short amount of time, but they have to deal with guys touching them and all these other things. So they're not, they're expecting, their expectations are set way too high, and they don't, but they think they can just do nothing, and then just people are going to throw money at them. For some girls, it totally works, but in most cases, it doesn't.
You know, it does. It really does work for some girls, because I've seen some girls on cam, they'll go on there, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to sit here and look pretty, and you're just going to give me your money. And they'll just have, like, tips coming in left and right. And then you've got other girls where we're, you know, like seriously using our personality and having so much fun and talking to everybody, and that's how we make our money. But some of these girls that just sit there and they're just like, yeah, no, no, you're going to kick me, bitches. That's just how it is. And so it works for some of them. How? I don't know, because if I was a dude, or me even being a girl, going in and watching another female, ain't no way in H-E-double hell am I going to tip some girl that's talking like that and be like, yeah, no. I would be like, you are so fired right now, like yesterday. But that's me.
Oh my
God. That's,
yep.
That's,
no,
my,
if I see them
opinion,
acting like that on camera, I'll pull them right away. Actually, Cherry pulled them off, pulled two off yesterday because of their behavior on camera. I was like, I have to handle this right now. I'm like, can you go please deal with this? And so she pulled them off camera and talked with them. And it's like, no, you're not going to do that.
Too freaking funny. So everybody out there listening, you can call Nikki and myself and talk to us, give everybody out there, you know, your ideas about webcamming, what you don't prefer with your cam models that you like, or if you are a cam model and you have advice, please call us at 646-595-4038 and make sure you press the number 1 so that way I know that you're in the host queue and I can put you on through to the show. So once again, that's 646-595-4038. So, okay, let's get into some yummy cam talk. Now, we were just talking about, you know, girls who have little bit of attitudes going on. But I want to, so we do have a caller now. Make sure if you want to talk to us, you press the number 1 after you call in, darling. Just saying. Just say, you got to press the number 1 or I can't put you through to the show, me love. So we were just talking about, you know, girls who kind of just sit there, and I like to call them beggars.
Yep.
Like, give me your money. Like, I want your money. I'm not going to do this show if you don't give me your money. Oh my gosh, I don't even have hair extensions anymore, and I want to pull them out. Like,
I don't like that. If they cannot ask for tips, I don't allow them to do that. For them to ask for tips at all, they have to. They can say, "Well, if we want to go private, we can go private." Or if, you know, tips for flashing and things like that, but not say, "Well, are we going to go private now?" Or just constantly hounding them and harassing them about going
to
a show. Like,
right.
If they want to take you, they'll take you. You don't need to sit there and say, "Well, let's go private," or talking to them for 2 seconds and then blocking them because they didn't take you private. Like, that's insane.
Thank you. So we got beggars and blockers. Let's move on to the blockers. And I'm not talking bloggers that write a nice, you know, report or bad report online about this and that and everybody's life. I'm talking about blockers, where somebody comes into your chat room and within 2 seconds, you block them. Ugh, cam models, bad, bad, bad. Do not block. Just because they're sitting in your chat room doesn't mean they're not going to eventually spend money on you. Like,
exactly, because a lot of them have a voyeur fetish and they want to just watch. And so then when you get taken to private, they'll go into private too just to watch, and they won't say a word. I didn't know that. Hey. Like, my first 2 months.
Oh, my gosh. And it's really sad for the fans because, like I've said this before, I had a guy that I had for almost 2 years that I did not block. And he ended up finally coming in, and he was ended up being one of my biggest VIP spenders. And he said, thank you so much for never blocking me. I said, no, really, thank you. Like, he was buying stuff off my wish list. He was just spoiling me. And I still have him as a VIP customer to this day. And it's just so amazing how girls, and it's mostly, this is one thing, too, that a lot of girls don't realize, that if you log in as the party chat mode, this goes for StreamMate, so this StreamMate platform. So if you log in as party chat mode and you are in, you know, the free chat, you're going to have everybody under the sun because they see that you're in party chat mode. So they're going to think, okay, she's going to do a gold show here sooner or later. So you've got all these guys and girls in there just talk, doing their thing. But when girls and guys actually log in as just the premium chat, you know what I'm saying, just the premium chat mode, so you're only doing privates and exclusives.
Oh, and classic
you
chat,
actually,
yeah.
Yes, the classic chat. Yeah, you actually get less of the guys wanting more for free and sitting there for a long amount of time. Which a lot of girls don't realize. They think, okay, if I log in as party chat mode, then I'm going to get more people in my chat room, in my free chat, and then I'm going to, you know, maybe start a gold show, and I'll have all these people that are going to spend more money. And it's actually kind of opposite. Like, you get, I mean, I've noticed, but I mean, I do, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. But when it comes to girls that do gold shows all the time, lay off the gold shows, girls and guys, and just go back to freaking regular classic chat for a little bit, and you will see a complete difference in your income and your chat room. Just saying.
Absolutely. The only positive I've seen from the gold shows is you get a lot of favorites. That's about it. That's the only positive that I've seen so far with any of the girls that are doing them. So.
Right, because the guys on there are like, oh, wow, I just spent anywhere from – some girls still doing $0 gold shows, which I fucking
I don't understand that. I don't understand.
I don't
that.
Either. It's the most ridiculous, insane thing. My vagina is worth more than $0. I'm just saying. My vagina is worth more than zero. I'm just saying. At least give me fucking 25 cents on the dollar.
But the other thing is, like, you get what you pay for, and then, you know, so it's like,
right.
Why? I will not lower my rate, nothing, just, no, absolutely
not. The only time I have actually told girls, or other girls and guys, any cam models, I have told them, if it's a really slow time, like during summertime, if it's really that slow and your chat room is that slow, you know, lower your private chat room rates, like 50 cents to a dollar. Just during that really slow time, because we know right when tax time hits, that's when it gets slow. Summertime is slow. And then we're really seriously getting right back into busy time because all the kids are back in school and people are back to working. The guys need to go back to their office and they need to relieve their stress. Like, oh my gosh, I dealt with the kids all summer and my wife. Oh, now I'm finally back to work and the kids are back in school. And the guys are seriously in their offices and they're just like wanting to, you know, grab those orifices at their office and release that pressure. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. I had a guy at 10 a.m. every day. That was his lunch break when he would come in. That was my set show from like 10 to 11 with him. And then I'd go back on later for my regular shows. But I had this one regular just for lunchtime at work. So
isn't that freaking hilarious? Like, it's, and we get to know, like, I used to do a night shift, like, way before, you know, I got married, but I used to do night shift, and I would do late night shift. I would go on during the day, and I'd do a little bit in the afternoon, and then I'd go on in the evening, and I was, like, crazy cam whore at that time, but I would go on these late night shifts, and I would have the same guys on the East Coast come on at the same time, like, right after they got home from work, you know, it'd be, like, between 11 o'clock at night and 1 o'clock in the morning. And I would have the same guys every single night that would come on. And sometimes I would just ask them, I'm like, what are you doing? like, what are you doing spending all this money? I'm like, you're spending this dollar amount in an exclusive chat one-on-one. I had one guy that would spend an hour with me three times a week. And it was insane. I'm like, and half the time he wouldn't even want me to do anything. He just wanted to talk because he'd have such a crazy freaking day. And this is what a lot of cam models don't realize, that if you put that time into building your webcam business when you first start, that actually does happen. You have these guys and girls that will spend the time with you and, you know, build your business for you. But girls, a lot, and you know from having a studio, if they don't put the time in, they don't build up their business. They really don't. And it's all about putting in the time.
Exactly. They want to just work and be on just for 90 minutes and be like, I'm not making any money. I'm leaving. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And they don't understand that you have to, like, especially your first 30 days, that's crucial in this. So it's making
it's not even your first 30 days. And I will, and you can put this on speaker to all your girls in the studio. It's not your first 30 days. It is literally your first 9 months. If you put, and that's what I tell every cam model that I have mentored, that I have been completely, truly honest with. If you want to get to where I, like, my biggest week on my commission, and I'll just throw this out there, my biggest week commission, and this is at 25%, so this is for 1 week, for 7 days, I took home $7,500 in 1 week.
Wow.
7,500. 25%.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, StreamMate made out very well. But that was because I put in my first 9 months, I worked 40 hours a week, day and night. I did different shifts. Because I knew that I was going to turn this into a business and I was going to get my name out there, and I wanted everybody to know who Sammy Brooks was online, because that was the whole point of me showing my vagina to the world. It's like, if I'm going to do it, then you guys are going to know whose vagina this is. This is mine. I own this vagina. So, realistically, does it take 9 months to really build a business? No, it doesn't. But, 30 days is a start. But if a cam model cannot take 90 days out of their life and really put in that time and have a consistent schedule, it's kind of a waste of time, really, because they're going to, like you just said, come on, do 90 minutes. Oh, how come I didn't make any money? Like, there's nobody in my chat room. Okay, well, let's see here. What time did you come on yesterday? What time did you come on last week? What time do you plan on coming on tomorrow? If you're not consistent, girls and guys, it just doesn't work. You have to be consistent with your camming. If you're not consistent, you're not going to make it, just saying.
Nope.
Like, might as well go and, escort or strip or do whatever and shoot some porn, because porn pays less than webcamming does. Trust me, I know. Been there, done that. I know. I completely know. I made way more doing webcam than I did in my few years of doing porn. I make way more on cam.
I've always felt that are coming to me with offers, and I'm like, do you realize, and I'm breaking it down for them, what they would make in a minute, let alone an hour or for a whole day doing this. I'm like, do you realize you just need to be on camera
right?
for, like, 120 minutes, and you'll make this. You get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're like, oh.
Yeah. Well, not only that, then you have some new porn company. Well, they call themselves porn companies, which, whatever. They're just fly-by-night companies. And they offer these, cam models this certain amount of money. And the poor girls go out and they do these shoots, and they'll be there anywhere from, 2 to 7 hours, and they make absolutely nothing.
Yep.
They'll make, like, $300 to $500. And they come back and,
what are you
going to
do
with
that? That's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I got cash in my hand. I got cash in my hand. And I'm thinking, shit, honey, if you would have been on cam for that, 2 to 3 hours, do you know what you really would have made? Like, seriously?
And you wouldn't have had to go get tested and do all
and
the stuff.
You would, yeah, right? Because they don't take into consideration when you shoot porn, you got to pay for your talent testing. You got to pay for your travel. And then if they don't offer that, you know, hair and makeup, you got to pay for that. It's like, yeah, girls, they just don't freaking get it. I swear to but Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes. I'm just like, oh.
Right? Yeah, seriously, you do. And I want to do it virtually. Like, I'll, you know, I'll have girls that will DM me on Twitter and stuff and or send me messages on StreamMate. And I'm just like, oh. I'm like, are you stupid? Why? Why are you doing this? I'm like, listen to me from experience. And I've shot with all the big name companies. I'm like, just listen to me. Please, for once, listen to me.
Exactly. It's like you're coming to me for a reason. You know I know what I'm doing. So why are you even just doubting it? Just, you know.
Right?
I'm trying to steer you in the wrong direction.
I should start charging for mentoring, which I wouldn't. Right?
Consultation fee.
Instead of $2 an ounce, it'll be $2 a minute.
That's perfect. They get a discount. It's perfect. There's always an angle.
You get the cam model discount.
Industry discount.
Oh, my gosh, right? Oh, my God, that's too funny. So give me some insight on what you, because you said you were painting earlier. What are you doing, remodeling? You're doing all kinds of stuff.
We just moved to our larger studio in March.
Oh, you did?
We moved in March, but now we're expanding from this studio because I want the whole top floor. So now we're expanding some more, and I'm just changing up some of the rooms and the backgrounds and everything. So I've been on Saturday, just decided to do it right then and there. And I spent the entire morning, all through the next day, just painting. My husband and I are in here painting, and it was so much fun. And then all the girls came in, and they wanted to paint, too. So now I have Kayo's on her way right now, and she's going to start painting and helping out. And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh
new furniture, all kinds of new fun stuff, and starting to add in more new computers. We have so many rooms and areas to fill, so might as well just do it.
That is freaking amazing.
Yep.
Yay.
I have so many people that
want
to come and tour the studio, so thank you. So many people that want to come and tour the studio that are going to be in town and that are just from big name companies, and especially by January, it's all got to be done. And I've been like going full force for the past 2 months with everything getting ready for January in general, so it's been pretty crazy.
That is so awesome.
Yep.
Yay. Oh, I'm so excited for you. So excited.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to see it. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I know, right? I can't wait. I cannot wait for January because there's so much going on. And remember, those of you out there that are listening that I can see you in the host queue, yeah, I see you. I see your phone numbers. I know you're sitting there. Uh-huh. Make sure you press 1. There's more than one of you. I see all of you. Uh-huh. I got my eyes. I'm stalking you. I'm stalking your phone number.
I'm also making certain rooms that are just going to be available for the ones who are going to be coming into town in January for ABN and for Webcam Awards. Yeah, I'm making just because I know a lot of the girls want a cam and they can't do it from the hotel because the hotel, the internet's not fantastic. So
right.
I'm making certain dedicated areas just for the people who are going to be here short term, just for a few days or a week. So.
We'll talk about a couple things because maybe we can throw up some kind of, we'll talk. We'll talk.
I like it.
Oh, here we go. I think I might know who this is. I don't know her personally. You do. You know this person personally.
Okay,
I think this might be Linda. Is this Linda?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, it is.
Did you know?
My little Tuli.
Her voice is so, like, soft.
Yeah, it's not in real life, though.
So. Oh, is she trying to be all innocent on the air right
now? No.
She's just a 10 years younger than me, version of me. That's all it is.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, well, we don't want to say how much younger she is than me, then. We don't want to say that. That's scary. Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my God. She's much younger. She's like 15 years younger than me. Oh, my God.
Okay, stop it. Okay, you girls are killing me right now. Seriously. You're really making me feel like, yeah, no. I'm not going to say that word. I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it.
Because I still hold my own against all those young
VIP
people.
You can go on. Shorter amount of time and you're making more money. It's insane. I love it.
I know, right? I'll be laying there for an hour and I was just like, yeah. You bitches came in and talked shit to me and guess what? I just killed it. What do you do? So, Miss Linda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sammy?
Fabulous, fabulous, darling. So, okay, give me the gist about you, because I'm going to have you on as a guest here in a couple weeks, which I just, like, threw that out there, just so you know.
and she's available, so there you go. I made her available.
So,
yeah, she's totally...
So you're doing a few different things around the studio. Like, what all do you have going on over there, sister? Like, you're like big mama over there in charge. Like, what you doing? Are you keeping these girls in line?
Trying to. It's a little hard. But I'm just trying to help Nina as much as I can. You know, she's always busy and stuff. So I try to relieve some of that stress. Sometimes it works, sometimes
really?
It doesn't. But... Yeah, I'm just trying to
and
help
how,
her.
And how
needs,
are
you know?
Really relieving her stress? Are you doing jam shows together? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm trying to make sure the girls, you know, listen and stuff, trying to make sure that whatever she needs done at the studio when she's not there, I can take care of, you know, with the laundry and stuff like that. Just assistant stuff, making sure that everything's
ooh,
clean
do you
and everything.
Dress up like a naughty little maid?
It's funny because she'll just
no,
like she's like a little ninja.
Don't give her ideas.
She's like a little ninja. That's gonna happen now. But she's like a little ninja. She'll come into my house. I'll wake up and like the laundry will be there. Or so and I'm like, when was she in the house? How did I not hear this? Like until
I'm trying to be
quiet.
That is so funny. So now, Linda, you do cam also, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and so, like, with you camming, okay, and I'm just gonna throw this out there and just ask you because I can. like, when you're working in the studio, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to, what do you prefer more? Like, just being there and working, you know, with Nikki and being in the studio, or do you prefer, you know, going on and doing your webcam? Like,
well,
I'm totally throwing you on the spot, sister.
No, it's fine. Because me and Nikki have talked about this before as well. He's asked me, you know, if I was ready and everything. But honestly, I enjoy both. Sometimes, some days I just want to cam, and some days I just want to help out. Like, I'm weird. So, you know, it's it varies depending on my mood. But I like them both. I mean, I love being online, but I also love helping out in the studio. So, I mean, but there's nothing to be done at the studio. Of course, I love being online.
Right.
Oh,
no, I get it. I
just
wanted to see
yes, because right now she's my executive assistant, but she is training to be management because we're going to have so many, we already have so many girls as it is now. I told her how many
yay!
More we're going to be getting, and she's like, no, no. And I was like, it's going to be crazy from now until January, so I hope you're ready. If you think this is busy now, it's not even close
yeah.
to what it's going to be
right?
like.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so seriously excited for you. This is so amazing, like, you have so much going on. Like, this is good. This is really,
yeah.
really good for you because you've worked really hard since
yeah.
you and I first talked, like, right after January last year. This is good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for
and
you.
And he's like a little pit bull, so it's perfect because it's not, you know, if it's a, and then if I have to start, you know, raising my voice or anything, or if I have to get involved, then they know it's a problem. But, but
yeah.
for most part, he's got it covered
quiet.
As far as that goes.
But she sounds so quiet and just, like, subdued, like, oh, I'm just like the submissive one. I'm just like
no, definitely not.
Really?
No,
oh,
we're getting her into that because she was so scared and didn't want to do an SPH show. And I'm like, I was telling her what to do. She's like, no, that's mean. I'm like, that's the point. And then she did it. She's like, oh my God, I love it. So we're working
right?
on that next.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
no,
that's so
them.
Funny. I remember the first time I had somebody ask me to do that, and I'm like, I can't talk mean to you about your small penis. I'm like, there's no way. And then, like, a month later, I'm like, yeah, okay, I see that tiny fucking penis of yours. Yeah, you small penis little bitch. Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm going to laugh. I'm like, good, do it, laugh.
I know. I had guys log off. I think I was too mean, but it's okay.
No, he was done.
Like
it was a 13-minute show. He was done. You were fine.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. And, see, and that's a lot of things that a lot of cam models don't know. When they – okay, so, you know, Nikki, you have your studio. And when you have a cam model that just comes out of, like, the blue, like I did, like I had no fucking clue what cam modeling was. And, I mean, but I was older. I was, like, 38 or something. What was I, 37? Fuck, I don't know. I have to go back and look. But I was not 45.
I have to go back and look. I'm going to check my files.
I was not 45. We'll just say that. And, I mean, at least I was, like, completely experienced mentally. So it was like, okay, I'll figure this out, whatever. But it was all these silly, like, acronyms that they use for, like, things. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, I don't understand that. I'm like, yeah, okay, can you tell me? And then I figure it out real quick. But I had the option to where I could call my studio owner and say, what the hell does this mean? What am I supposed to do? Like, I've never seen that before. Like, what do these little letters mean? I'm like, what is J-O-I? Who the fuck does that? Like, what is it? Is that something I stick up my ass? What the hell? Like...
I have a manual that has all, like, the acronyms in the back, like, a glossary. In the back of the manual is a glossary of all the terms, too.
Okay, well, I wasn't that smart, so, you know.
No, either that. This is all just, like, cumulative time of learning all this stuff. So I'm like, this might help,
because
I wish I knew that stuff when I started.
Right, like, yeah, now. And seeing you're a studio owner, so you have that to offer to, you know, all your cam models. But think about all the cam models that get into the industry, and they jump into it, and they turn on the webcam, and they sit there in front of the camera, and they look at the computer, and they're like, fuck, what do I do? Like, it's a wonder, and I will just say this, like, if you go 5-6 pages back on Stream 8, maybe not even 5-6, you've got girls that are showing everything, and they're fucking right there in free chat. Because of the fact that they don't know that they're not supposed to do it. Because they have no knowledge. They've never done this before. And 90% of them are from out of the country. And it's kind of scary. And it's sad for a lot of the cam models. Because they're not making any money because they're sitting there doing their thing. And they're like, gosh, why am I not making any money? Well, sister, it's because you don't have any guidance, damn it.
Or why am I suspended for 3 days? Or why am I in a timeout for 3 days or whatever?
Right? Or even 30 days, some of them.
Yep. Yep.
Like,
I just want to help them all. I'm like, oh, my God, I want to just, like, fix you people. And fix your makeup. Fix your lighting.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Seriously. But
that's
we
all I see. I'm like, what is
so
that?
Much.
What is that? Why is that in the background? Why is this? What is it? That's all I see now.
Right.
What is happening?
Especially, and I will tell girls and guys out there listening, when I, you know, go in, and it's not that I'm stalking a cam room, but I go in, because I look for people that I can have as a guest on the show, and I'll go in, and if I look at their room, and I see dirty stuff, like stains on their walls, or like on their sheets, or whatever, I'm just like, wow. I'm what the hell? Or there's duct tape holding something up, and like, I'm just like, why are you doing that? Like, if you're going to use duct tape, put it on your fucking mouth because you sound stupid.
You probably make more money. We have color duct tape here for that, too.
I have done that, but it's not fun. I will never, I did it one time, never again. That was when I was new. I was stupid. Yeah, that was a bad mistake. It's like, oh, shit, there goes all my makeup. Like, did that just happen? That just happened. Oh, my goodness. So, Miss Linda, so what do you have that you can give an insight about? What do you have to offer about Nikki? What is it that you love about the studio, you know, being there and being a cam model, also an employee for the studio? What do you have? Give me some dirt. Give me some dirt. Come on. Tell me something bad.
Well, you see, I find this
bad
thing.
About this
no,
woman.
I'm just kidding. No, but honestly, I mean, I quit my job So I was working two jobs, and I quit the other job so I could be full-time at the studio because that's just how much I loved it there. And I told Nikki since forever, I was like, I love helping out. Even before I was her assistant, I would be like, can I fold the laundry and stuff like that? Just small stuff, and I just really like it, you know. And Nikki's always helping everybody, and I know we deal with a lot of drama. A lot of girls don't know how to act, apparently. They weren't raised right. But, you know, I think Nikki knows, you know, she gives everybody second chances, even third sometimes. She is too nice, like you guys were talking about earlier. She is a little too nice. The toilet paper thing is an issue. somehow it always falls on me. I go to the bathroom and I'm like, I text her and I'm like, why is toilet paper again? So she's like, oh, God. Yeah. Good thing I have the key to her office because I don't know what I would do without it.
Oh, my God. So it's
really funny. I think Nikki Loki thinks that it's me. We're using all the toilet paper. So like me texting her in the middle of the night, there's no more toilet paper.
What are you doing in there?
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know.
My
God. I mean, I swear.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, Nikki, this is what you need to do. Give each girl one roll of toilet paper and 1 ounce of lube, and then if they run out of the lube and the roll of toilet paper, well, then now that's a $3 surcharge.
$3 surcharge.
Oh, my God. We were trying to do all kinds of ways, think of different ways to fix the problem. But
God forbid. God forbid you have to charge for tampons.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. It's so wasteful. I stopped bringing my good ones in because it's so wasteful with the tampons. And I'm like, no, you get disgusting cardboard Tampax now because you're not using my good shit.
Oh, my goodness.
But Linda used to watch YouTube videos, like when we were old studio. She would watch YouTube videos on how to fold a fitted sheet. And I come in, I'm like, what is happening? She's like, I'm learning.
Those are so freaking annoying.
She's like, I have to learn how to do this.
Oh,
I give up. My
God. I'm not going to lie. I came up with my own way of improvising.
You did.
It's okay.
You're freaking funny. I cannot wait to come there in January and see you girls, see the studio. I am so excited because you have worked so hard in just the little bit of time that I've known you over. It hasn't even been a year. It's been only, what, 7 months now? A little over seven months.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm excited. This will be really, really fun and exciting. And you tell those little Luby queens that I'm bringing an invoice for all of them.
I love it.
Seriously.
Can't argue with
it.
Sorry.
Here's your invoice, girls. Okay, this is what you owe each one of you. They're going to have like a $200 invoice for all those months. So.
That doesn't say they knew exactly how much money that they spend on it. They would think twice about it.
Right? Like what you should do is those. You know how when you go like, or I don't know, I don't do it anymore. But I used to make, or when I used to go to the bar and they'd serve those Jello shots in those little party cups.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you do. That's as much lube as they get while they're working for free, and then after that they pay for it.
Yep, because it's like you're wasting all this, and they're not putting up the money. If they're putting up the money, I don't care. But if you're not doing it, then
right?
I can't be spending the money.
Yeah,
you're costing me money now.
And those are so – you can go buy those at the restaurant supply store. Put a little lid on it and put them in each room, okay, after your shift. If you run out during your shift, okay, well, come here. Okay, come on, $2. I got you.
They'll be like, oh, she's not really going to take it, because I usually don't whenever they try to give me money for whatever.
Okay,
so
that's why Linda comes in.
I know, exactly. She'll happily take it. She'll collect. She can go collect for me.
That's where the little pit bull comes in. She'll be like, I'm coming in, bitches. All right, here I am.
I love it.
She's like, no $2, no Luby.
She would happily do that.
Oh, my goodness. So, Linda, I'm going to have you back on here in the next couple weeks. I'm going to send you all the info, my darling. But while you're here, we're coming up to the end of the show. Why don't you give everybody some shout-outs to where they can find you on social media and your webcam link, my darling?
Well, I'm just on Twitter, Linda Sin Is it double X or triple X?
Triple X.
Triple X. I don't even know my own.
And her cam models, lindaspin.cammodels.com.
Don't worry, I'll have all that written down for when you're on the show. I will have it all written down. I got you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, she is so cute. I can't believe that she's actually like a little pit bull. She sounds way innocent.
Fantastic. Like, that's why I'm just like determined to make it work and give her whatever it is she needs to make this happen for her to be comfortable with being my assistant right now and then becoming manager, because she will be perfect for it.
Huh. All right. I wanna hear her be a little more aggressive. I wanna hear. Okay. All right. Next time she's on, we'll see. Let's see how aggressive she can actually be. I wanna hear like a little like, yeah. I want to fuck you. Like, yeah, I'm going to beat your ass. Yeah.
Every time, one of the nights I had to yell, and she's like, see, I told you, you don't want to listen to me. I told you she was going to do it. I told you, you don't want to listen to me.
Oh, my gosh, that's too funny. Okay, Miss Nikki, give me all your shout-outs on where girls can, you know, find you on the net to become the next Sin City Vixen, and... You like if you, I don't know if you want to share your cam link, because I know you don't do it very often, but all your yummy stuff. Give me all your yummies.
We're at thesincityvixens.com. It's on Twitter and Instagram. It's Sin City Vixens. And our email is sincityvixens2x@gmail.com. Or you can just message myself or Linda and about any information you may need.
Sweet. And then we are going to be back on, of course, next Thursday. Our guest next Thursday is Miss Shannon Scott, and she is a cam model on StreamMate as well as on Chatterbait. So that's going to be fun. So she'll be, and she was at the conference and awards in January. So that'll be a lot of fun to have her on next week. And everybody, you can follow me on Twitter, as you know, at SammyBrick69. And then also on Instagram at Sammy_Brick69. And then make sure you follow @AdultCamAwards, @CamConference, @CamModelForums. And then, of course, you want to follow @Dollhouse_Radio. And if you want to vote for your favorite webcam model, whoever it may be, you have to make sure that you go on to CamerZ.com. Join the site. It's free, and it only takes about maybe 10, 15 seconds. Join the site, and then you will see right there where you click on to vote for or nominate your favorite cam model. So make sure you go on to CamerZ.com to do all your nominations for the cam models, because we are taking all the nominations right now for cam models up until the end of November. So everybody stay tuned. We have lots of news for the Adult Webcam Awards, and I will be sharing lots more with you, things I can't mention right now. But, you know, just go on my Twitter. Just go on my Twitter, SammyBrick69, and also Adult Cam Awards on Twitter, and you will see all the yumminess. So on that, Miss Nikki, thank you so very, very much. You are fabulous, beautiful, and I'm glad that you have so much amazing things going on right now with your studio.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. Seriously, thank you.
We're trying to keep it quiet. I just have like so many girls and all these people are doing stuff, and I'm like, get out of my office now.
go take care of those crazy bitches. We're good. I'll call you probably this weekend.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, honey buns, have a fabulous night. Take care of all those crazy girls. Don't get too much paint on you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. All right. And thank you, Linda.
Trouble, but that's how I am. My life. like it like.